Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, beautiful souls, and welcome to the Compassionate Light Healing Guidance Show. I'm your host, Catherine Hahn, and I'm coming to you from this beautiful day in Grafton, Wisconsin today. So it's nice and sunny, and makes me feel very happy. So I hope everyone had a wonderful weekend, and for those in the U.S. and other parts of the country who celebrate Mother's Day, I hope you had a wonderful Mother's Day. And then for those who didn't celebrate Mother's Day and you're a mother, I still celebrate you. We all, you know, we're all mothers and we're always going to be mothers. So, I hope that everyone had a wonderful weekend. So we are coming into this beautiful week in May, and I'm going to share a little bit more about what the energy of the week this week is going to be. But before we do, I just want to let everyone know a reminder that we are a call-in show, so be sure to call 714-816-4628 and don't forget to press 1 on that keypad. So that you can be live on air with me if you'd like to receive some guidance or would like to talk about the energy of the week, the energy that you're feeling, as well as the topic this week. And so, as always, the angels and the universe seem to always coordinate the energy of the week with my topic, which is awesome. And so this week, when it comes to our energy, it has to do with our feelings. So, you know, the topic is today on feelings matter. And so this week, if you remember my energy of the month, this month is about tuning in. It's about really meditating and going within to who we truly are, to in understanding who we are. And so this week, it's really about tuning into your emotions and your feelings. So this week, you may get, a few feelings and emotions that that may not be aligned to who you truly are. So, when it comes to our emotions and feelings, in order to understand that we are aligned to them, when we are aligned to our emotions, it's feelings of joy and feelings of happiness, and those feelings that we are truly meant to have. So if you have feelings that come up that are of anger, of frustration, of irritation, jealousy, all those emotions, they are not who we are. So it's important for us to really go within and ask ourselves and ask our guides and angels where it is stemming from, where are these emotions coming from and why we're feeling these emotions. So because they mean that we are not in alignment to who we truly are. So if you feel anger at any point, it's going to be really important for you to dig into it. Ask your angels, do some journaling around it. Where is this anger coming from? Where does it stem from? From what it is that I went through in my life. So usually it has to do with our inner child. It has to do with things that we have gone through in the past that are affecting us still today. And when it comes to those emotions, it also has to do with our limiting beliefs. So what beliefs are coming up for you when it comes to those emotions of anger, of frustration, of jealousy, of those emotions that are not in alignment of who we truly are. So, you know, they're really going to have us be aware of our emotions, be aware of how we are feeling this week. So I want to encourage you to meditate and encourage you to journal around those feelings this week. So so if there are, you know, there's anyone who is a little bit confused on that, be sure to call me, 714-816-4628. And don't forget to press 1 on that keypad, and I can help you to understand what I mean by, you know, paying attention to our feelings and how to relate it back to what it is that we may be going through that are still triggering us, that need to be healed and let go of. All right. So when it comes to, so that's our energy of this week. And also when it comes to the energy of this week, Archangel Gabriel and Archangel Uriel are stepping forward for us. And they want us to really be aware of our emotions and our feelings, also when it comes to other people and when we speak with other people. So what is going to also come up for us is, you know, when we speak to someone and we feel like we have to share something with them. And, you know, I talk about speaking your truth and sharing what it is that you really need to share. But it's really going to be important that you really reassess what it is that you have this feeling of sharing. So, you know, if you are, you know, talking to your spouse or talking to a friend and, you know, you have this feeling that you need to share something with them, it's really going to be important for you to step back a little bit and really tune in with yourself and ask yourself, why am I really needing to share what it is that I want to share? Because it's going to be important to share from a loving place, from the energy of love. So it's going to be important for you to ask, is this out of love for them? Is it for more for their gain and not for yourself? So it's really going to be important for you to do that assessment before you share with this other person. And because, you know, if it is more for your own personal gain, it's going to backfire. It's going to, you know, cause stress. It's going to cause arguments that are not, you know, that could be avoided. So it's really important for you to really tune in with yourself and really ask, you know, is this out of love, of this loving energy, and is it for their gain and not for your own? So that is the energy of this week. And so, you know, when it comes to our topic today, we are talking about your feelings matter. So, you know, I was tuning in with my angels, and recently I discovered, and they came to me, they are my angelic entourage. And they are three angels that have stepped forward for me when it comes to helping others with their power and with their understanding who they truly are. And so you know, when they came to me today talking about your feelings, they're mentioning, you know, it's going to be really important for you to talk about the feelings that you went through to help connect it with so that others can really understand. So, they brought to my awareness those feelings and the emotions that I went through, before my journey started. So when it comes to my losses of, my emotions that came up when it comes to anger, anger was a big indicator for me that something was going on, that I needed help. That's when I reached out finally to someone else for help. So that was an indicator for me that something was going on. And it took me a while because, right after I had my losses, I had the thoughts that, grief is, a normal thing, especially when you lose someone. So, I didn't think much of it. I didn't, have the thought of depression in my mind. But it was not until I had these emotions of anger towards other people after I had my losses and then having to go through the NICU experience with my twins that, I knew that something had to be done, that I had to find a way to really change, go back to who I truly am. So, that started my spiritual journey. That started me looking into other ways of being happy and, finding meditation and Reiki and, gratitude journaling, which, really launched this journey. So, when it comes to my losses, I didn't really go through that healing process at that point. It was, it was a time that I started my journey, but that didn't quite mean that I was doing the healing that I needed to do. So, when it came to triggers, I had those triggers still of anger and of the emotions of sadness, especially when it came to times of anniversaries and holidays and even Mother's Day we just celebrated. Before it would really affect me. The losses would really, truly affect me. And it was because that, I didn't truly understand the process of healing, that I needed to heal and let go of that anger and those things that were not serving me, that were not who I truly am. So, recently, within the last 6 months, I had to do that healing. I had to really dig deep and understand where those emotions were coming from. Because, we are meant to be happy. We are meant to be, in this energy of joy. So it took a while for me, but, I was able to really understand where it was coming from, where my anger was coming from when it came to, it was all stemming from my losses. And so I had to work around that. I had to do that healing in order to shift my energy, to be able to be in that joy and be grateful for who I am and the lessons that I've learned. So, You know, I want to encourage you to do that this week, especially if those types of emotions come up for you this week as well. You know, when it comes to anger, where is it coming from? Where did it start from? You know, frustrations of, you know, different things that, you know, maybe someone says something to you and it brings up these emotions of anger or frustrations or any of those emotions. So then you have to look at, why is it coming up? Why is it triggering me? Why are these feelings coming up that you know that it's not who you truly are, that it's not of joy, it's not of happiness? Where is this coming from? So it's really important for you to understand where that's coming from. So, you know, when it comes to our feelings, it's really important for you to look into them. It's really important for you to assess those emotions that are affecting you. And so, you know, I want to encourage you to do that. And it's really going to help. And, you know, when it comes to this process of healing from them, you know, it's first realizing these emotions, recognizing them, and then asking yourself where it comes from. And then what you need to do then is see where the lessons are. And, you know, asking Archangel Gabriel and asking Archangel Uriel, what are my lessons? And looking into, you know, kind of doing an assessment of your life to see all of those different areas and those times where those same emotions, those same feelings came up with those same memories and those same circumstances that are similar to where this emotion is coming from. So it's really important for you to do this process, go through this process so that you can do this healing. And then what you need to do is change your story. So understanding that you are amazing, that you are powerful, that you are magnificent, and you are a perfect soul. So understanding those things and bringing it into your awareness, and then really understanding why you had to go through this, why you had to go through what you did that brought up these emotions. But then changing the story and saying, you know, just knowing that you are amazing and you are awesome for having to have gone through this, and being grateful for who you are and the lessons that you learned from this journey and from the challenges that you've been through in your life. And it's really going to help you shift that energy so that you can be in that emotion of joy and that happiness because of what you've gone through and because of what you've learned, that you're able to then share with other people those things that you've learned and just how amazing you are for having gone through it. So, I hope that helps you in this process of truly understanding you know, how to heal and how to let go of those, you know, those emotions that come up, that those emotions that trigger you you know, getting you out of alignment of who you truly are and, you know, keeping you from truly aligning to your power and just your amazingness. So, if that's even a word, but, I truly hope that, you know, this helps you to understand that, Your feelings do matter. You know, it's really important for you to look into your feelings and for you to really be mindful of those feelings that come up for you this week. And not only this week, you know, throughout this month and through the years. And so, and, you know, this will really help you to understand just who you are and, you know, what you are meant to do. So, so that is what I'm going to, and I'm going to stop there for a little bit because we do have a few callers. So we'll take those and then go into some announcements. And then we'll go on to do a meditation today. So so let's take a caller. Caller, what is your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Jenna and I'm calling from Georgia. Can you hear me?
Yes. Hello, Jenna. So how Hello. Are you doing today?
I am well. How are you?
I am great. Thank you. So how can I help you today?
I would like to ask a question about my love life. I don't have one, and I would like to know if you see a gentleman coming into my life and, you know, if you can give me some insight on that, like when, where I might meet this person, because I am interested. I'm getting older, so I'm interested in being more marriage-minded, not just a companion but a life partner. So if you could tell me about that, that would be great.
Yeah, sure. So I have Archangel Raphael stepping forward for you, and I feel that you've gone through a lot when it comes to love in the past, and that's what is kind of blocking you from really being able to get the flow of abundance when it comes to love. So, you know, and I also have Archangel Samuel stepping forward for you as well. And, you know, they're showing me that it's really important for you to do some digging around those things that happened to you in the past when it comes to love. And that because what it is, it's affecting the love for yourself as well. To do this, to do some journal work on where it is that, you know, all of this stems from. So it's really important for you to do that first. And then Archangel Samuel is also stepping forward because, you know, he wants you to understand the power that you have within you when it comes to who you truly are. You know, going within and doing some meditating and asking for Archangel Samuel to help you to understand, you know, how to step into this power and, you know, with confidence. And, you know, when you have this energy coming in, it's really going to help you to understand just who you are and the love that you are, you know, the divine love and light that you are. And so, you know, working with them, they're going to help you to heal from these blocks that you have. And I do feel that you have someone coming in soon, as soon as you do this work and really be aligned to who you truly are. So I hope that helps, Jenna.
Okay. Can you, when you say you feel this person coming soon, this year, this month?
I do feel that I can't pinpoint a time because it depends on your work with angels and your work around the block. So, you know, it depends on how fast you do that work, how often you do that work with them, and really digging deep into it. And then what it's going to do is going to open up the energy that you're meant to get. So, you know, when you heal from these blocks, when you heal from and let go of these blocks, it's going to release that old energy out of you, out of your heart, and then you're able to get the new energy come through, which will help you when it comes to getting that flow of abundance that you're meant for when it comes to love.
Okay, I thank you so much.
You're very welcome. I hope you have a wonderful week.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. So let's go to our next caller. Caller, what is your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name's Gabriel. Hello. I'm currently in Mexico, but I live in Los Angeles.
Oh, hi. So how can I help
Hello?
You today? Yes.
Hello? I'm going through a bit of a heartbreak, or not really. Like, this week has been very rough, and I met a guy that I saw in my dreams every month for a year before I met him, but he just won't talk to me, and I don't know what to do. We are fine now. It's just silence.
Okay. So I have Archangel Raphael stepping forward for you as well, and Archangel Uriel and Archangel Shamuel. So they're stepping forward for you. They're stepping forward for you because they're is some work that you need to do, and what I hear is for your solar plexus, which has to do with confidence and your identity. So so they're showing me that it has to do with healing work around that. So just being able to be confident in yourself and understanding who you are as a person. So I want you to do some digging work around where this stems from when it comes to your confidence. You know, where is it that you lost some of that confidence, you know, in the past? When it comes to love, when it comes to just who you are in general, because, you know, they're stepping forward for you because they want you to understand just how amazing you are. And it's, you know, so when you ask for them, they're going to help you. Also, Archangel Shamuel is stepping forward for you because he wants you to understand that you are amazing, that you are loving, and and that you are loved. So, you know, call on them, and they're going to help you to understand where you need to heal when it comes to understanding who you are and stepping forward into it. And then, you know, as you do this work, you're going to see a shift. You're going to see a shift between how you interact with this person. So I hope that helps.
So it did. I just didn't know if I should just, like, walk away completely and just cut him off or just because I don't understand why this is happening.
No, so no. I hear that. I hear that you shouldn't cut it off, but it's this work that you have to do around who you are, before things can happen, before things can shift between you and this person. So it has to do with the work around your confidence, work around who you truly are, and understanding who you truly are. Before, you know, things can happen with this person. So this person is here. Yes, this person is meant for you, but they showed up and, you know, there's not much communication going on because there's work for you to do around your past, around who you are. So once you do this work and once you understand just who you truly are, that's when things will change for you. So I hope that helps.
Does he have to do work too? Because he doesn't seem like it does help. It does. I just confused.
Right now,
because I don't think he's doing any work.
Well, right now you have to really focus on you at this point, because once you do, things will change. You know, things will shift. You know, your energy will shift. You'll get this new energy that he's going to be able to feel and able to know. And so, and, you know, that may help him to work on himself as well, you know, those things that he needs to work on. But a lot of times when it comes to relationships, it's a reflection on you. So, you know, we may see someone and say that they need to work on something, but it's really actually us that needs to do this work first, and then being able to see this person in a different light. So I hope that helps.
It helps. Thank you so much. I really appreciate you.
You are welcome. I hope you have a wonderful week. All right. So just want to remind everyone, if you are listening in and would like to chat with me, you know, would like some guidance, please be sure to, you know, as soon as you dial 714-816-4628 to press 1 on that keypad to be live on air with me so that we can chat and I can ask you, answer your questions. As well as, you know, if you'd like to chat about the topic that we talked about today, as well as the energy of the week, which are all tied together. So be sure to dial, press 1 on that keypad if you are listening and would like to chat with me. All right. Okay. So, hello. So I believe we have another caller on the line. So let's take that caller. Caller, what is your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Alyssa, and I'm calling from Wyoming. And,
hello, Alyssa.
Yeah, and I need some like direction, kind of. I don't know what step to take next in my life, like with everything, with my career, with my job, with my I don't have a job, and something keeps like stopping me from, like, I had an interview today and I didn't go. I felt like it wasn't the right job for me or something, and something keeps holding me back from getting a job. I know that sounds crazy, but...
Oh, no. It's not. And, you know, I have Archangel Raphael and Archangel Uriel stepping forward for you. And they are showing me that a lot of this has to do with your confidence. It has to do with your identity and understanding who you truly are, who you truly are, and what you are truly meant to do. When it comes to work, when it comes to just your purpose in general. So, you know, they're stepping forward for you because they want you to do some work around what it is that's keeping you, like what it is that's holding you back. So those things in your past, so it's going to be important for you to recognize those areas in your past that have, you know, affected your confidence, affected just who you are, you know, the people that come forward in your awareness, the circumstances that happen, the situations that have happened. You know, if there were things in your past that happened at your workplace, you know, those type of things. So it's really important to do some journaling around that. And Archangel Raphael is going to help you when it comes to this, to help you to recognize it and then to shift this energy around it. So, you know, understand it, writing down also, you know, after you do this awareness and recognizing it, to write just how amazing you are and just how wonderful you are when it comes to all these different areas in your life. And that's going to help you to shift your energy. And then also to write down, I am grateful for who I am because. That's going to help you to shift your energy as well. So what this is going to do is as you shift your energy, it's going to help you to really feel that power that's within you. And it's going to also help you to remember those areas in your life that where you felt that power, where you felt joy, and you felt like you could do anything that you wanted to do. So you're doing that work around just who you are. And then what I see is you're going to be able to indicate like what jobs you truly want, you know, what jobs that really speak to you. So, you know, those are the jobs that you want to take, that you want to apply for. You know, there's a reason that you didn't go to this interview. You felt that energy that, you know, it wasn't right for you. So, you know, it's important for you to keep feeling into the jobs that you apply for, feeling into, you know, when you see a application, whether it's online or on paper, you know, reading through it, and if you feel if it's right for you. So you have to really trust your feelings in that.
Okay. All right.
So I hope that helps.
Yes.
And when
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. And also when you do this shift, it's going to help you with other areas in your life as well. So you'll be able to understand what your next steps are in general for everything in your life.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. I hope you have a wonderful week.
You too. God bless you.
Bless you too. All right. So let's go ahead and see what is coming up on Psychic Talk Network. So let's see here. We have tomorrow, May 14th, Dax and Rose will be talking about mediums in the Bible. So I believe it was a few weeks ago that they were going to talk about this, but they rescheduled it for this week. So be sure to tune in, and that should be a very interesting show. And then they are also taking your calls, so be sure to tune in with them. On Wednesday, Charlotte and Dr. Dax will be back, and they are talking about using higher power in our everyday lives. So be sure to tune in with them. And they do have open lines as well. So if you'd like to chat with them, be sure to join them. And then on Thursday, Stephanie is back with Stephanie's Guided Tarot. So be sure to tune in early. If you'd like a mini reading from her, she gets lots of calls, so it'll be important for you to be in the queue early on if you'd like a reading from her. And then on Friday, Dr. Dax, Dr. Rose, and Kathy Shrogren are back, and they're still in the Soul Realignment series, and they are talking about reading souls in relationships. So be sure to tune in with them as well. And then on Saturday, Dax and Mary Brown will be back, and they are going to be talking about, does the universe have a purpose? So be sure to tune in with them, as well as they'll be talking, taking your calls and mini readings. So be sure to join them this week or this weekend. So, all right. So if you'd like some guidance, as well as talking about the energy of the week or the topic of today, be sure to call 714-816-4628 and press 1 on the keypad. All right. So before we go into the meditation today, I just wanted to mention, you know, I started my Aligning to Your Power program with my group. It's a group program, and so it's a group program, but it's, you know, it's focus on you. So I do one-on-ones with you to understand, you know, so that you can understand who you are and just what it is that you need to be helped with, you know, guided with, limiting beliefs. And so this, you know, this past week, we talked about their limiting beliefs and those things that they truly need to work on. And so, you know, what I have found is that, you know, it's just amazing how quickly the angels can work, how quickly your angels and guides can really turn things around for you, really shift that energy. And it doesn't take long for them to do this, especially when you are ready and open, and also not having the expectations, because you never know how they're going to come in for you, how they're going to show you. You know, it could be where, you know, you ask the angels to help you, and it may not be right away that they show you. You know, it may not be right away they bring it into your awareness, but you know, as you're going about your day, as you are doing different things in your life, whether, you know, it's chores that you're doing, or it's, you know, going out there, meeting with friends, you know, going to work out, you know, those type of things. And you get this aha moment during, you know, whatever it is that you're doing. And that is them showing you. So it's really important for us to be aware of that and not having the expectation that they're going to show you right away at the moment that you want to see it. So, you know, being open to that. And I mentioned this because I've had, you know, many times where you know, and, you know, this also has to do with your feelings too. You know, if you are, you know, feeling this anger or feeling as if nothing's happening for you, and you ask your guides and you ask the angels to help you, to show you, and then, you know, as you're sitting there meditating, you don't really get anything, that doesn't mean that they didn't hear you. It doesn't mean that they're not going to show you. But it's really important for you to know that it's important for us to not have those expectations that it's going to happen when we want them to happen. So, you know, I've had those times where, you know, I had these frustrations, I had anger, and I asked the angels, I was like, where is this coming from? And, you know, how can I clear this out? How can I heal from it? And then, you know, I'm doing the meditation and, you know, I don't receive anything. I don't, you know, feel anything different, or, you know, I don't have anything coming to my awareness on how to shift this energy. But later on, I'm doing my daily things and I'm going about my day. And that's when all of a sudden it hits me, whether it's through talking with other people or just, you know, doing my chores and, you know, doing my errands. That's when it just hits me. It's like, you know, and you get this reminder and you get this aha moment, this new idea. And, you know, that's when we have to really be aware that it's your angels that are responding to you. That's the angels telling you at that moment that, you know, what it is that you need to do in order to shift your energy, in order to heal. And so, you know, that's something that you need to remind yourself of, and I wanted to remind you of, because you know, it's not going to be on our timeline. It's not going to be on, how we want it to appear. But it is important for us to do that work around healing and that work around what it is that they are showing us. Because if we don't do that work, nothing is going to change. Your energy is not going to change. You're not going to be able to receive the new inspirations, new ideas, your next steps if we don't do anything about it, if we don't take those action steps on what it is that they're showing us. So it's really important for us to, when they show us something, when they give us a new idea, especially if we ask them, what are my next steps? If we don't, jump into action and take that first step, we can't expect change in our lives. We can't expect to move forward. It just doesn't work that way. We have to be willing to take those next steps. We have to be willing to do what it is that they want us to do and trust in that, because they have our best interest at heart. They know the direct path that we need to take in order for us to step into our purpose, to be aligned to who we truly are, and be in that power that we are meant for. So it's really important for us to trust, to have faith that they are going to show you. They are going to bring it into our awareness, into our hearts, what it is that we truly need to do in order to step closer into our purpose, into what it is that we need to do next, and to show us what it is that's best for us. So, many times they're going to keep reminding you, especially if you had asked for them to show you. You may miss it the first couple times, and that's okay. Especially if you're not really in tune with who you are, and you're starting on this journey, and sometimes it is hard to really trust in what it is that is coming in, but they will keep reminding you, especially if you had asked. They're going to remind you what it is that you need to do in different ways. They're going to show you in different ways, and we just have to be open and let go of those expectations that they bring, let go of the expectations that we have that's just, the humanness of us that comes. We have to just let go of those expectations, have them show you in their own way, and then following it and taking those steps so that we can move forward, that we can move into who we truly are. So I am going to go ahead and have us start our meditation before we end the show. So if you can, I want to encourage everyone to close your eyes and sit in a comfortable position. And take a few deep breaths. So in through your mouth, or in through your nose, and out through your mouth. And to take a few deep breaths, a couple more times. And right now, source energy is going to come through your crown chakra. And it's the rainbow colored energy that comes in from above through your crown chakra and all the way down your body. And then it's going to go from your feet and it's going to circle around back inside of you and then out of your crown chakra. Yeah. And then the source energy is going to wind around you from your head. And it's going to go down to your feet. So take a few deep breaths. Breathe in this energy that source brings. And now Archangel Shamuel is going to step forward for us. And as he stands right in front of you, he's going to send his pink and cream energy. And what this energy is going to do is going to open up your heart chakra. So it's going to open up, expand outside of your body, and into the space that you're in. And what he is now doing is sending into your heart chakra this loving energy. And he's reminding us that as we do this healing, as we assess our emotions, he's showing us that it's really important for us to be gentle with ourselves and to love ourselves through this process, not judging ourselves, but loving ourselves through it. And then it's going to be important for you to be grateful for who you are. Grateful for all you've gone through and the lessons that have come with it. And who you truly are is important and needed. So this process of healing is going to be so important for you. So now Archangel Shamuel is going to step back and Archangel Raphael is going to step forward. And he sends his emerald colored energy that is going to swirl around you. And this energy is going to help you let go of all of the energy that you no longer need, that does not serve you. And it's going to go into this energy that he brings. And his energy with all those things that no longer serve you is going to go up into this swirling cloud above you. And what is going to come down is divine love and light. But it's going to look like rain, bright, white, sparkly, raindrop. And it's going to fill those spaces that, it's going to replace those spaces of energy that you no longer needed within your heart chakra. I want you to take a few deep breaths. And both Archangel Samuel and Archangel Raphael are reminding you that you are loved, that you are supported and guided, that they are always there for your best interest, sending you the love that you need, the comfort and the support that you need. And also a reminder that you are amazing. Always remembering that you are a perfect soul, here to do amazing things. So take a few deep breaths. Now they're going to step back and they're going to help you to contract your heart chakra. And now Archangel Uriel is stepping forward and he's going to expand your solar plexus energy. So this yellow energy, and it's going to expand into this room, into your space. And what he's going to do is he is going to start pulling what looks like a cord out of your solar plexus. And this cord is those things that are not who you are, those things that no longer serve you. And as he pulls this cord to really feel into the energy, and feeling the shift in your energy when it comes to your solar plexus, your stomach area, so take a few deep breaths. And he's going to take this cord that he pulled out and give it to other angels. There are seraphim angels that are stepping forward to take that away. And what he's going to do is going to fill your solar plexus with this white energy, this white ball of energy. He's going to place it into your solar plexus. And it's going to shine out through your solar plexus into this energy of your chakra. I want you to take a few deep breaths, and this energy that he brings is going to help you to understand your power, just understand how amazing you are, understand who you are, who you truly are. and that you can do anything that you want to do. You can create anything that you want to. And that you have that power within you. So now he's going to step back. And the archangels are going to help contract your chakra energies, so your heart chakra and your solar plexus, as well as your crown chakra, so that it realigns into your body with your other chakras. Take a few deep breaths. Feel how your chakras realign back into your body. And source energy is going to come through, help align your chakras. And then source energy is going to help you to ground your energy. So from your root chakra, source energy is going to help push down your this energy, this white column of light that goes from your root all the way down to the center of the earth. And then from the center of the earth, there's going to be a strand of gold and white energy that comes up. And then at your feet, it's going to intertwine and wind around your body, going up. Into the heavens. So when you're ready, you can bring back awareness into your body. And then open up your eyes. So welcome back. Now, Archangel Raphael does have a message for you. He wants me to share with you that it is really important for you this week to do this work around healing through your emotions, and knowing that this healing process is important so that you can really move forward, and you can really understand just who you are and just how amazing you are. So, and that is what he sends you as a last message before we're done. But I want to thank everyone for joining us today on this show. And like always, you can always reach out to me through psychictalk.net/Catherine. And there are several ways to reach me through that page. So if you need to talk, if you needed someone to hold that space for you to listen as you go through this healing process, I'm always there to guide you and to be there for you. So don't be afraid to reach out. And then also, this week it's really going to be important for you to do the meditating around the feelings that come to you, those emotions that come, so that you can really move forward, that you can really shift your energy and be in those feelings of joy and happiness that you're meant for. So, I send all of you lots of love and light. And as always, next week I am going to be continuing the series, and it is on being proud of what you've overcome. So be sure to join me for that. And I'm excited for what it is that the angels have to bring to us. A lot of times, it's been related to the energy of the week, but also, it's amazing what the angels have to show us. It's amazing what they have to bring to us, especially when we ask. You know, all we have to do is ask them, and they will be there. So I'm so excited for all of you, and I hope everyone has a wonderful week. So I am going to say bye-bye for now.